My assignment this afternoon is, as the immediate past president, is to give a very brief report on the present status of the Philadelphia Society. At the trustees meeting yesterday, we elected new officers. The new president, as you no doubt all know, is John Ryan. The first vice president, Anthony Harrigan, who is sitting up here, and the second vice president, Russell Kirk, who's over here. The secretary is Don Lipsett, and the treasurer, Ed Fulner. Fortunately, they've had those jobs since we first started, I believe. Then, incoming trustees, we elected William F. Campbell, John A. Howard, Stephen Tonser, John von Cannon, and David Meiselman. Some of you probably have missed Jim Wiggins, who was president some years ago of the society and has often spoken, taken part in our meetings. I'm informed that he's been quite ill for the past year, I think is in the hospital. We hope he recovers. I would like to just say a few words about what I conceive of as the purpose of the Philadelphia Society, which to some extent has been expressed in the content of the last meeting or two. We are not, of course, an activist organization. We don't get involved in politics and so on. And it seems to me that our principal concern should be with values, objectives, purposes, and so on of life. Our best conservative thinkers, Russell Kirk and Wilmore Kendall and others, keep telling us that no society can remain coherent and continue without some accepted body of beliefs. Stephen Tonser mentioned this morning, we hold these truths. Well, what are these truths? It seemed to me that one of our jobs in the Philadelphia Society is to reiterate these truths, to relate them to the present, and to keep them alive. I think Ezra Pound, in his translation of Confucius, put this idea much better than I can. I'll just like to quote this excerpt from his translation of Confucius. The men of old, wanting good government in their states, first establish order in their own families. Wanting order in the home, they first discipline themselves. Desiring self-discipline, they rectified their own hearts. And wanting to rectify their hearts, they sought precise verbal definitions of the inarticulate thoughts. Well, that, I think, should be the function of the Philadelphia Society. And in arranging the program today, I think to a large extent we achieved that objective. I will now turn the meeting over to our friend Robert Schuttinger, who will introduce the speaker. Bob Schuttinger has been a member of the Society for a long time, has addressed us. He's now, I believe, associated with one of the Republican policy committees in Congress, of Mr. Schuttinger.